These are angry Pakistani journalists. On the eve of the International Press Freedom Day, they staged an anti-government protest in Islamabad to condemn what they called an unending economic strangulation of their colleagues. Nearly 3,500 employees of different newspapers and private news channels have been fired since the government of Prime Minister Imran Khan came into power last year. Media houses complain that the new government has reduced the rates of their advertisements and withheld past payments. The ruling party, however, argues that it would not pay the politically motivated advertisement of the previous government.
There is no law, there is no labor laws, there is only investors. They killing the journalists, working journalists. They daily force unemployment. There is a very crucial time.
More and more media houses and journalists have resorted to self-censorship under the alleged pressure from the country's military and army-run secret services.
Now we see another pattern is legislative measures being taken. The federal investigation agencies and government investigation authorities are being used and abused against media to pressurize journalists and commentators and opinion makers. The legal proceedings are initiated against them.
Various reports suggest that Pakistan is considered as one of the most dangerous countries for journalists in the world.
Since 9/11, as many as 125 journalists have been killed, allegedly by secret services, militants, political parties and criminals in the society. But now there is a reduction in the incidents involving violence against journalists since new government came into power. However, unemployment rate has reached to an unprecedented level in the media industry, never seen before in the history of Pakistan. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.